Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This week, the Boston Symphony Orchestra announced its programming for the upcoming season, but health problems dogging maestro James Levine continue to put the BSO in a bind. Levine will have surgery this week, and no one knows how long he'll be away from the podium. WBUR's Andrea Shea reports on what his absence means for the BSO in both the short and the long term.
Mark Volpe, the BSO's managing director, has been running something of a gauntlet this season, working again and again to replace Maestro Levine in the wake of the conductor's debilitating back issues. At this point, Volpe has a method for filling the many holes in the conducting schedule.
I'm not a computer guy. I do it the old-fashioned way. I mean, everyone else uses computers, but I get a big, you know, grid. I put it in pencil so I can always erase it. But who's available for what?
Week by week, concert by concert here in Boston, but also at Tanglewood this summer, Volpe and his colleagues have been reaching out to artist agencies that place top-notch conductors in orchestras around the world, as well as to maestros who already have a firm relationship with the BSO.
We're talking about a pool of people who are in demand in five continents.
The scrambling has been going on for a while, years actually. A series of medical issues have dogged Maestro Levine, starting in 2006. Last season, he bowed out of a slew of appearances, including a long-planned cycle of Beethoven symphonies and two major commissions. It's clear Levine's absence is taking a toll.
I think the impact is probably most acutely felt in the orchestra. It is, I don't want to say jarring, but it is not in terms of their own rhythm of how they prepare and all that. You know, it is not exactly ideal.
And it's not ideal for audiences either, according to Lloyd Schwartz, classical music editor at the Boston Phoenix.
The level of performances by the guest conductors was not as high as the level of the performances by Maestro Levine. So it's very frustrating.
Now Schwartz is worried about the fall because Maestro Levine put a lot of thought into programming the repertoire.
The schedule for next season includes some really extraordinary things that I wouldn't want someone else to do.
Why not?
Mr. Levine really transformed the orchestra. He is one of the handful, I'm not even sure there are five, truly great living conductors. So we really owe him a lot.
And Schwartz says he hopes Levine will come back because he's worth the wait. He even suggests that the BSO hire a temporary conductor to fill in until Mr. Levine is completely healed. BSO Managing Director Mark Volpe says while that would be nice, it's not necessarily realistic. But what about the long term?
That's an interesting question, a legitimate question. It depends on what you're talking about time. If you're talking 6 months, it's one thing. If you're talking a year and a half, that's something very, very different. I have to be realistic, and I also have to protect the institution.
There have been questions about the maestro's future with the BSO, some regarding whether or not his contract with the orchestra was actually signed. Volpe says that's not an issue, and he says ticket sales are steady and audiences haven't been making a mass exodus. Right now, Volpe's most pressing concern is the maestro's health.
At this point, he's going under the knife, as they say, in 2 days. Let him go in with a clear mind, and thereafter, I think we have to sit and talk about what is possible.
Now, the BSO is also concerned about the health of another world-famous conductor. Seiji Ozawa, BSO Music Director Laureate, announced yesterday that he is withdrawing from scheduled appearances at Tanglewood this July. Mr. Ozawa was diagnosed with esophageal cancer in January and needs more time to recover from treatment. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.